The Museum of the University of Pennsylvania has been investigating the remains of America's first known serial killer. H.H. Holmes is believed to have killed hundreds of people, mostly in Chicago. He was ultimately imprisoned, executed, and buried in Philadelphia in 1896. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that his remains were exhumed earlier this year.
In the late 19th century, H.H. Holmes owned a hotel in Chicago. He had the interior renovated to make it easier to kill his guests and dispose of their bodies in the basement. It was later called Murder Castle. He's believed to have killed more than 200 people. Fleeing creditors, he was eventually caught in Philadelphia. He was tried, executed, and buried in Holy Cross Cemetery in Yaden, Pennsylvania. But some believe he may have evaded his own execution by having someone stand in for him at the gallows.
Wow.
The History Channel just aired an 8-part TV series about Holmes. They got permission to exhume his remains, but discovered an empty coffin. They drilled through the floor of the coffin.
Oh, did it go through something? It just went through something.
It just broke into it. That's an opening, yeah.
We have another box?
It could be.
That is so weird.
A second coffin was buried underneath that dummy coffin. It was filled with concrete with a body inside. Anthropologist Samantha Cox says it was weird, even by the terms of a reality TV show.
The more questions you ask, the weirder the story gets.
Cox is a researcher with the Museum of the University of Pennsylvania. She did the forensic science for the History Channel. The body of H.H. Holmes, and spoiler alert, it is his body, it was encased in concrete and buried below the water table at his own request. His body rotted, but even after 120 years, it had not fully decomposed because of the concrete and the water. So when Cox opened the hidden coffin, the body was basically a puddle that had to be pumped out.
In the end, all the tissue we left behind, it stank. Once it gets to that point, there's really nothing we can do with it. We can't really test it for anything. You're not going to get any DNA out of it. That's really just kind of sludge.
The bones survived, though, and his teeth. With them, Cox was able to confirm for the History Channel that this was indeed H.H. Holmes. But more than the sensational and the gruesome, Cox says the remains of H.H. Holmes can add to the field of forensic science.
Part of it is because, you know, he's a known person. We know things about him. Knowing his story and being able to compare his story to his remains, you know, kind of putting the whole thing together, is the academic side of it.
The final episode of the H.H. Holmes series aired Tuesday. It's now available on the History Channel's website. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.